Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Verse 23. Well, actually, there's so much there, but for time's sake, skip on down to verse 27. It says, the Lord will smite you. Again, that's something He released the power, and it'll do you good or bad, depending on which side of it you're on, with the botch of Egypt. Now, you wouldn't have to know what this is to know you don't want it. Is that right? Somebody comes to you with a big green goo and a syringe and go, would you like some botch of Egypt? What do you go? No. No. I don't. Tell me two great things about this. It's a curse. The botch of Egypt is a curse. So what do I know because of that? There's no way God wants me to have that. Tell me the other great news. Christ has redeem me and you from the botch of Egypt. I can live my whole life and never have any botch. Glory to God. Somebody say, I've been redeemed from the botch. Yes, you have. But now listen to other translations. Rotherham translation says burning sores. Two translations say scabs and sores. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 translations say the boil of Egypt. They had boils. Young, Fenton, Dewey translations say ulcers. Well, that's what a boil is. It's a sore. It's an ulcer. You can have sores, ulcers on the surface of your body. You can have them inside your intestines. You can have them some other. You've been redeemed from sores and ulcers. And boy, do you believe this or not?
Yes.
Now see, if you don't believe it, you don't accept it, you don't resist it if it tries to come on you, then you'll endure anything that any non-believer would endure. But if you lay hold of it, you give God the right to manifest. The blessing is a connection to life. The curse is a connection to death. We've been redeamed. Say it out loud, I've been redeemed,
from the curse of the law.
Emerods and the scab and with the itch. That sounds bad too, don't it? How many are glad you never have to have the itch? What does that mean? Well, emerods, three translations say hemorrhoids. Good to be redeemed. A lot of people have a lot of trouble with this. Somebody say, I've been redeemed from hemorrhoids. Could it be God's will for you to have hemorrhoids? Now, some people are laughing, but more of the church world than not believes that some of these curses, you don't understand why, but it can be blessings in disguise, and that God's in control of all of it. But we saw that He said in the same book in Deuteronomy, He said, see, I set before you life, death, blessing, cursing. You choose. Oh, somebody say, you choose.
You choose.
You choose. God didn't choose the curse for anybody. It's our choice. Now, sadly, innocent children are affected by their parents' and grandparents' choices and other people's around about them. Sadly, leaders' choices affect people under them. That's why it's so important we pray for our leaders. In our country, vote and pray. Why? Because people making bad choices can affect you and hinder you. But thank God, no matter where you are, no matter how bad it's been for your family or your tribe or your group or your country, You can look up to God. You can repent of the ignorance and rebellion and unbelief. And you can receive and believe and submit to Him and receive your redemption from the curse of the law and receive the blessing that belongs to the seed of Abraham, which even though you may not know where you came from or what kind of mix you are, you know now your genealogy is easy to keep track of. I am born of God. And that makes me an heir of the blessing of Abraham. So it also says this now, and you can actually prove this out by looking at what happened with those plagues in Egypt and plagues on the Philistines, because this same Hebrew word is used here. 1, 2, 3 translations say ulcers again, but listen to this. The NAB, the NEB, the Burke, the Beck, the NIV, the Moffitt, the Fenton say tumors. Tumors. Tell me two great things about this being in here. If it's a curse, there's no way it pleases God for you to have tumors.
Amen.
I've heard Christian preachers, I've heard pastors say, if they weren't ignorant about it, it'd be blasphemous things about God putting tumors on people. And we don't know why. Don't know why God did that. On children. No. No. There's nothing blessing or good about it. It's a curse.
Yes, it is.
Always has been a curse. Always will be a curse. Tell me two good things about it being a curse. If it's a curse, there's no way God wants me to have it. And if it's a curse, Christ has already done did it. Redeem me. Somebody said out loud, I've been redeemed from hemorrhoids,
from ulcers,
from tumors. Other translations expand on that. They say swellings in the groin, sores, piles. Good stuff to be redeemed from. Bad stuff, but good to be redeemed from it. Somebody says, well, what if a tumor shows up? The appearing of something in your life does not reveal the will of God. I mean, if you're going to say anything that happens in my life was somehow the mysterious, unknowable will of God, then what about, see, I guess you're going to say sin's the will of God too. Anything that happened. Now, there are groups that believe this. People that don't believe in God. People that try to believe in God by another name. They believe that no matter what happens, no matter what kind of evil, that somehow if God didn't do it, He allowed it for reasons we don't understand. No. No, the truth is human beings have a free will. And He said what? He didn't say, I've already chosen for you. What did He say? You choose. What? Choose to believe in me. Choose to obey what I tell you. And what did He say? All these blessings will come on you and overtake you. Choose to ignore me. Choose to rebel against me. And all these curses will come on you. How many believe when God says something, it's true?
Yes.
Either way, it's true. Well, I don't like all that, people might say. Well, then obey Him.
Amen.
You don't have to think about the other. Mm-hmm. Believe Him. Walk in faith. Walk in love. Be led by the Spirit. Amen. Resist these things. If a tumor shows up, what do? You say, no, you don't.
Right.
No, you don't. I've been redeemed.
Yes.
Are y'all listening? Come on.
Yes.
I've been, you're not denying that it's there. You're not denying that junk happens. The curse is in the earth. What you are rejecting is its right to be in your life. Because you've been redeemed. And that's why it's such a big deal that if you think it might be from God, you're not going to resist it. And the enemy knows that. So he just gets to operate unchecked. But no. The moment anything that's a curse shows up in your life, number one, you check up. Am I obeying him?
Yes.
Am I walking by faith? Did I get into some fear? Because that's not walking by faith. Okay, if I did, I got to get rid of it, right? I got to quit this and get back in faith. Did I get out of love?
Amen.
Come on, can you see this? Did I get out of love? Did I treat somebody bad? Am I holding a grudge? How many know you can change that immediately if you want to? You can repent. And number three, am I being led by the Spirit? Did the Lord tell me to do something and me ignore him? Am I listening to him? Am I following him? And if that's the case, you can get that fixed too. And to the best of your knowledge, you're doing that. What do? Then you get strong, and if need be, you get loud. And you say, no, you don't. I'm redeemed from this. I don't have to have this. I challenge your right to do this in my life. I rebuke you. I resist you. I mean, you don't mince words about it. You get strong. Let the redeemed of the Lord say it. Say it. You need to say it. You need to be vocal. And any botch show up? Itch? Hemorrhage? Now, this covers so much ground. One reason I'm taking time about this, it covers so much ground. The word scab, what's the scab? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 translations say scurvy. 2 or 3 say eczema. Somebody say, I've been redeemed. From eczema. And you'll see that this includes all types of skin problems and skin diseases. Well, think of scab. That's back to the sore thing. And actually, the Septuagint, which again is one of the most highly respected translations, says malignant scab. Well, you know what malignant scab is? That's skin cancer. Think of the word malignant. Now, people don't like to, but we need to identify it. The word malignant literally means evil. Evil. That's what it means. So how in the world is somebody going to say that a malignancy came from God? They're saying evil came from God. Evil. And it also means a malignant thing is something that is evil, and it's something, I'm just quoting definition now, that produces death, that works death. Well, that goes right in line with curse. A curse is evil. Another word for evil is bad. The curse is bad, and the curse is a connection with death.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.